Right, so in this podcast, I'm going to explain why I tell you to do nothing, and chill when you want something, and I'll tell you why in a minute, and I'll also probably cover off other random things as well. But let's have a catch up. So get yourself tea, coffee, whatever. Right. So what's going on? What's going on? A couple of things actually. So I've recovered. Yay! That's always good. And yesterday I picked up my dry cleaning. So I like my towels to be really soft and fluffy, and my dressing gown and slippers and things. So I picked them all up. Oh my God. Yeah, it was amazing. And I thought actually the cost wasn't that bad. Like it was very doable, And I thought, right, that's going to be my little treat, like maybe once every 2 weeks or something, or once every 3 weeks or something, And then what else? Work is a bit bizarre because the magazine, it's opened me up to a whole new audience of people who want to be in it. And I'm struggling a little bit with, whether people are being genuine or not, because it's like, I know it's weird because I probably should know that, but I always struggle with this. Like, I'm getting a lot of attention for it, and people are like I'm speaking to people who are like, oh wow, this person is quite big, and they're being so kind and complimentary and things, and I'm thinking, oh, are they just saying that or are they being nice? So yeah, I don't know. So, but anyway, it's really, really nice. Really nice. I just struggle with the compliments, as you can probably tell. And then the other thing is, I painted my cabinet. I was going to show you, but the colour doesn't look right on the camera. What's that about? But yeah, my place is starting to look a little bit posh. Yeah, if I don't say so myself. On my bedding, I have these Laura Ashley, they're like mint, teal mint, but more towards mint. They're like bolster cushions. And then this gorgeous throw, and then my lounge, I have that absolutely divine, sofa with giant purple and gold cushions. And yeah, it's all looking very unique. Yeah, so it's really nice. So on a personal level, that's it. Yeah, treat yourself. Right, so when I say to you, and I never mean it in a condescending way, talking down to you or anything like that. I never mean to do that. I would never do that. But when I say things like, you need to relax, you need to chill, you need to, on days that you want more money, you need to not do anything. And I spoke to a client the other day, and she runs her own business. And she said, I need new clients, like everything's dead. And wherever I speak to, so this is actually reassurance as well. Wherever I am speaking to people, and this is all over the world, everyone is saying the same thing. They're either struggling to sell their house, or they're struggling to get new clients, or they've just been made redundant, or that the work is not there. The cash flow doesn't seem to be there at the moment. It doesn't seem to be a buyer's or seller's market. Okay, so you're not alone. But in those moments, I always tell people just relax and chill and do nothing. And it always feels like counterintuitive, right? And yeah, what you want to do it with all areas of your life. Now, how it works is basically, before I've spoken to you about your body as energy, right? So when you break down the cells and you break down, the cells. You break them. Sorry, what? You break down the cells, and then you've got atoms, right? Well, atoms are made of energy, so we are energy. That when you reverse engineer it, it boils down to energy. But then when you engineer it, it's energy that creates the cells, that creates the blood, that creates the muscles, that creates the bones, that creates the skin. Oh, okay, I'm not good with bodies, but it's like it just creates everything. So you always want to get something and reverse engineer it and see its original driver. That's how I work in my work. I look at you and I go, right, okay, well, it's not that you have this problem, it's just that the problem drives from this emotion. So that's how we do it. So when you are doing nothing, and I say to you, just calm, just chill, just do nothing, take a day off, and you lot go, I can't take a day off. Like, I wish. and I'm going to take a day off. Because when you take a day off and you do nothing and you enjoy yourself, what have you done? You've changed your energy. Yeah, you're in a relaxed state. Let me just take a sip because this gets gritty. I've got to reach it. I need to get a little bedside table because at the moment it's on the floor. Well, I'm in my bedroom, can you tell? Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Yum, yum, yum. So basically, I can get quite stressed. There are, when I'm doing the readings and stuff, sometimes I think, oh, I've not had many bookings today. I am actually very blessed with having a lot. So when I don't, I just think, and there are obviously periods. So summertime, not so much, things like that. So on those days where I think, oh, I should be generating new business, or sorry, I should be doing something for the magazine, and just doesn't feel like I'm flowing. It feels like I'm needy. I think, right, okay, what do I need to do? So I go swimming. Yeah, swimming is my third place. So I have my home. Oh, it's my second because I don't have a workplace. So I have my home is my work and my home. And then, yeah, third, let's say third. And then swimming is my third place where I just, I talk to people, I talk to the receptionist, and I chill and I get my little bit of social there. And I swim and I forget about the world and I put my phone and everything in the locker. And I waddle off like a penguin to the pool and I just splash about for about half an hour to an hour. And I think about the water, I think about having fun, I think about, not drowning. I think about how my goggles are really tight. And I think about probably someone in front thinking, oh, hurry up, come on, Michael Phelps, hurry up. And, I relax. What happens in my body at that moment is I have gone from generating fear and anxiety to generating fun and relaxation. Do you know what the universe picks up from that? Oh, she's happy. She's happy and content. Let's just give her what she wants. She's got everything she needs. This is perfect. Her bills are paid. She's got all the clients in the world. She can relax. So it starts to match the image in which it thinks you have. Because you're relaxed. Okay, so put it like this. Think about if you were a millionaire, right? What would you do? Well, you'd think you'd do. I don't think anyone would actually do it, but you'd think, oh, well, I'd relax. I'd sit on the balcony and have a cup of tea and, just look out the window and I wouldn't need to rush around, And, but I think when it comes to it, I think we'll still be quite manic. But anyway, it's like, you think, oh, I've got a bit more time on my hands. It's afforded me, a nicer lifestyle and things. So you relax. So you have this program in your mind that a certain emotion matches a certain outcome, right? So when you're relaxed, you think, oh, my body is healthy. My body is in shape. I have all the money I need. I can relax. So use it to your advantage. So relax, and then the universe fills in all the gaps and creates the picture. It projects outwards what it, that process looks like, what that lifestyle looks like, in order for you to have that emotional consequence. So that's why I say, it's not hocus pocus. It's not, oh, I relax, I hand it over. You kind of do, but that's how you do it. Let me take another sip. By relaxing, you've painted a picture. And I am in my bed at the moment, just relaxing. And I'm like, meh, I don't need to do anything. Yeah. It's funny because do you want to hear something really contradictory, but it's a very good example of it. So I don't care for people's opinions. I never have. And I couldn't give a shit. And when, if someone is really, like, I never put anyone on a pedestal unless I'm in love. Like, when I'm in love, I'm like, that person is my queen. Like, she can't do anything wrong, and whatever she needs, I will meet the needs, right? Or him, maybe. We'll see. We'll see if it's a king. We'll see. And so I never really care for many people's opinions. I really don't. And yeah, it's, like, if they like me, they like me. If they don't, they don't. I always feel like that's their choice. And never something that I rely on or need. And because of that, I noticed that I landed really well when I came out with the whole Instagram psychic stuff. You know, I realized, oh wow, like I actually get a lot of compliments and I get a lot of people talking to me and I get a lot of testimonials, and I think, isn't that weird? But it's because I don't want them. They're absolutely lovely, so don't stop by all means, because they are lovely to read and it does motivate me to keep going, because my driver is to help as many people as I can. So the testimonials help me navigate that I am on that path and I am doing the right thing. But from a personality perspective, you can take me or leave me, it's pretty cool. And I noticed when I was like open about who I date and everything, just didn't cause any drama. You know, it was like, yeah, people just took it on the chin. So the less you care about stuff, the more it gets accepted. It's really funny. And you know, like this week, I've taken a week off pretty much because of the flu. Well, I've had more bookings than ever, booking in for next week. And I'm like, oh, because I wasn't trying. Yeah. So honestly, just enjoy your day, sweetheart. Every day, wake up in the morning and, you know, do what I said yesterday in the podcast, which is, you know, delayed gratification. So I'll tell you where my delayed gratification is. And I can't remember the other one. Shit. I do it so effortlessly, I just forget. Delayed gratification. And then the other one. Curiosity. Yeah. So today, do you know what today looks like? I am going to do a bit of work. I've got to reply to a load of emails about the magazine. Yeah, people want a feature. Woo! So I'm lying here in bed. I'm not going to lie. I don't have the podcast equipment. I couldn't be asked with that. Nah. And I've got a nice coffee here. And what you want to do is you want to start your day saying as many nice things as possible. So you hear me on here, don't you? You hear me go, oh, this is a nice cup of coffee. Yeah. Even if it's a bit shit. I always say it's nice because it could be worse. And then my delayed gratification is always, I've always got something nice and tasty lined up. Yeah. So today I've got a bit of an English fry up. Yeah. Just a small one. So I'm gonna have two eggs, two bacon, bit of black pudding. Yeah, I love black pudding. I can eat it raw. And when I moved to a posh area and I was walking down the street eating black pudding raw. I got some right looks with all the vegans. But anyway, and then I have one sausage with no breadcrumbs in it. Yeah, but get everything from the butchers. Yeah, my dad was a butcher, and so just a nice little small plate with a nice. I've got a nice little tiny little cup, and I have a nice small cup of tea with it. So it's a nice little thing that I do, and I'm going to have that about 10:30 today. Yeah. And then I'll be complimenting myself. Like this morning I fell asleep on the sofa, and then the curtains were drawn and the blanket was all over the sofa and it was all messy. And instead of huffing and puffing about it, I just took the blanket, folded it, and I said, oh, I've got a lovely living room. Like, it's looking very posh. So I try and insert lots of compliments before I've even really woken up. Yeah. And then I've got my jumper drying and it's hanging on my wardrobe. And I looked at it, I thought, gosh, I've got ever so good style. Yeah. So do that throughout the day. It feels really nice. And then obviously I've been complimenting my bolsters. Yeah. So this is the energy, you see, that I am conjuring up. That I am motivating and manipulating, you know. Did I tell you that story where a client of mine said, "I'm depressed all the time," and I said, "Hire me for the day. I need to figure out what you're doing." So she hired me for the day, which you can. It's on my, I think it's 400 a day or something. You basically spend the whole day with me and we chill out, but you learn a lot. But more importantly, I go through your day to see what needs tweaking. So anyway, I got in her bed and not with her, obviously, but I said, I need to start as you start. So I got in her bed and then I said, then what do you do? She said, I put my slippers on, put my dressing gown on, and then I go to the shower. And so I had a shower. I did exactly what she did. It was after the shower. Oh yeah. And then I said, what do you do? She said, I'll put porridge on. I said, right. I said, do you like porridge? She went, no, not really. And I thought, well, fancy starting your day with things that you hate. And it's ironic because I had a client the other week, and she had she has these cold showers in the morning. She hates them. So I said, stop doing them. Why do you want to start your day with something that you hate? I wouldn't want to wake up. So anyway, I said to this girl, and that's very Midlands, boys and girls, even if they're like older. And I said, right, well, I'm depressed already and I haven't even had lunch yet. And she said, what do you mean? I said, your bed, your mattress is hard. Your quilt is like a serviette. Your quilt cover is just abrasive and acrylic. Your pillows are fucking done. Your slippers are done. Your dressing gown is heavy and emotional. I said, do you wear this, by the way, when you're like in a low mood? And she said, yeah. I said, I can feel it. Every time I put this cloak of depression on, like I can feel it. So you want to be careful of what clothes you wear, you see, when you're depressed, because every time you put it on, you're going to absorb the same energy. And as I go off to the shower, I says, your shower gel is cheap. Like everything tells me I'm not worth it before I've even had my breakfast. And then you literally put a full stop to the morning with that breakfast that you don't even like. So I said, so how about we, start to rearrange things? You don't have to spend a lot of money with this, by the way, because shower gel, like Imperial leather. I get the bars of Imperial leather because it feels so luxurious. It's a bar of soap. I mean, could you get any cheaper? And it's just about buying things and getting things that have a quality feel but aren't necessarily expensive. I've bought some incredibly expensive pieces and they feel awful. Yes, I'm like, nah, not all of them, obviously, but it's about getting that find, that nice balance, So then you're in the morning, you're generating this feeling of luxury, of wealth, of worth. And then you'll start to see your day pan out brilliantly. The morning is an absolutely incredible time to generate a new energy for the rest of the day. And your evening, likewise, a great energy to start to put you into that hypnosis that you have with yourself when you sleep of, I am cared for, I am loved, everything is working out for me. So your morning and your evening routines are really, really important, So don't like, be so monotonous with your routines and like, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. She's got to have porridge apparently because it's healthy. Well, actually, if you have too many oats, it coats the stomach where it stops allowing you to absorb vitamins and minerals. So that's a bag of shit. All this healthy stuff. Like when you look back at history, I always question like it was healthy to do this, it was healthy to do that, and now we look and we go, yeah, maybe it wasn't right to drink battery fluid. It's like, no shit. Do what you enjoy, do what your body feels good doing. And it's all this healthy stuff. I do not trust the information we're given because it's a food industry. Where there is an industry, there are people behind it trying to make money. I eat my high protein breakfast full of animal fats, and I am like a pig in shit. For the rest of the day, I feel satisfied, I'm happy, I'm good. I don't eat all those things out of boxes and packets. I don't know what's in them. Where's that? I used to work in a sandwich factory, right? Look at this. I've worked everywhere. Honestly, I'm a right little what was it? G something. When you roll your sleeves up and you get on with it. Grafter. I'm a right little grafter. The complete opposite to grifter. Yeah, I'm a grafter. And so the sandwiches would go past on the conveyor belt in freezing conditions. And yeah, I had to spread them, I had to put the tomatoes on, I had to, put the cucumbers on. Nearly cut my finger off because I had to use a huge knife and, cut these sandwiches. And I know how these things are made. You can wave your nutrition goodbye. Yeah. But I don't mind it in moderation. I like a little sandwich with a nice cup of tea, cut four ways on a small little plate with a little Kit Kat, two finger Kit Kat. Yeah, I like my little things, but don't be pushed and shoved. When you're pushed and shoved, you're going to be detaching from your happiness. Don't be judged either. Because I remember someone said, oh, what, you have a fry up every morning? And I was like, well, I'm thinner than you, and I'm healthier and I'm switched on because my mind is getting all that protein and fat. Yep. But I don't have it every morning. But yeah, you know what people are like. I have full fat milk in my tea and coffee. Yeah, I have cream in my coffee. Yep. Because I'm starting my day with stuff that I enjoy. I really enjoy it. Yeah. So now you're mindful of how energy works and you are in complete control of your own energetic ecosystem and your generator. That is your control on what energy that you ignite. So if you want to feel good about yourself, go for a walk, do some exercise, do a HIIT workout, do weights. But try and steer away from I have to, because that's a very different energy. I have to. I can't think of anything worse than having this constant gym routine where you have to go and you look great, but on the inside, you're weak as shit because you're overworking yourself and also the maintenance of that. Just enjoy yourself, eat the right foods, and you'll be lean. And move your body in accordance to the energy that you want to generate. But be mindful, and this is what this body's about. You are in control of your generator. What you generate will manifest. You see it all the time with people who shit stir, who are nasty people. They're generating hate. What comes back at them? A big bite on the ass. Yep. So generate love, enjoyment, life. Oh my God. I love my mornings. I really do. I sit here talking to you, having a nice coffee. And I have some brunch, I don't eat three meals a day. It's too much for me. I only have two. And then in the evenings, I don't know, I'll have a steak or some meat or something. Yeah, I eat like an ancestor, my ancestors. Lots of butter. Oh, yep. And I used to be into the protein shakes and stuff. I used to. Now and again, I do have a protein shake and I do whiz up fruits. But when I want to, again, I don't really have a set routine. Sometimes I do this, sometimes I do that. But majority of the time, I do have, a meat on the breakfast. Does that even make sense? Meat on the breakfast. Kind of does, I suppose. And I'm learning Arabic at the moment and I'm noticing my English is changing. I said blouse white the other day in English. And they go. It's because Arabic is sometimes a bit backwards. I was like, blouse white. Well, I'm not wrong, but it was ultimately a white blouse, yeah. So look, enjoy your life. Push yourself a little bit, but not to the point where you're betraying yourself. And look whether you're generating your own unhappiness. Doing stuff because you have to, but you resent it is just not worth it, to be honest. Yeah. Do stuff because you enjoy it, and your cheeks will go nice and red, and you'll generate a heat. You'll feel it in your body, and you get a lot of attention. Yeah, I notice on the days, well, majority of the days, that I am really enjoying my mornings. I'll go out for my walk, and people are talking to me left, right, and centre. They're chatting a glass eye to sleep. And the dogs. Well, yesterday I had that geese goose thing coming up to me. I still don't know what it was. And it's just like you become this generated ball of heat that everyone wants to engage with. You see it on my social media. People talking to me all the time. And I don't care. You do you, boo. I'm just enjoying life. So the less you care, the more you've sent out the signal of I'm enjoying my life. You line it up. You line it up, boo. And the universe will line it all up. Ba 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 ba. It's all in line. Yeah, it's great. It's great. So anyway, on that note, I love you loads. I'm going to engage with some people and email them about the magazine. Yeah, if you ever want a reading, I suggest you get one because they are a lot of fun. We do have a lot of fun on there. And I will tell you stuff that will blow your mind. You'll be like, how do you know that? I'll be like, ah, you see, I know a lot. Yeah. So my website is katieq.com. Q as in a queue of people. Sometimes people just put Q as in the letter. No, it's a word. And I've got this poddy, I've got the magazine. The Impact Formula Magazine. That's on the website. There's a lot going on, there really is. But anyway, look, love you loads. Enjoy your day. Generate heat. Okay? Come here for a big cuddle, you gorgeous little thing. Love you.